content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray with that big smile through the window. Aviana Berrientos, Alexi Brinkley, and Jill Lane. We've had a lot of chick days lately, but we always have, we usually, you know, have at least one or two guys.
Hashtag either, girl power.
Well, you know what? Naomi Whittle, she's on the phone. She's going to be on the show today. She'll be on the phone in a couple of minutes. I love this girl. I've actually met her. She probably won't remember it, but at Expo West, she wrote the book Glow 15, See Results in Just 15 Days. This is not a diet. It is a science-based plan to lose weight, revitalize your skin, and invigorate your life. A lot of things she does, I already do, and I've used her products for years, so... Sanjay Gupta wrote the foreword, and so and of course everyone awesome. Respects him as a medical doctor and scientist. So
yeah, no, yeah. He's a smart cookie. You know what I really like about him is that he's not afraid to admit when he's been wrong.
With
hemp, yep. Where he came back out and said, "You know what? I blew it. I fell into the trap of everybody's, you know, mantras. And when I really dug in to make my own decision, I was wrong." And so I really respect him for reversing his stance on things when the data really shows that we should have a change of thought. And I wish more people in medicine would
open their
check
mind.
Their ego and do that.
Well, you know, it makes me think of a recent podcast that we recorded with Cassie Bjork, which will be released probably next week. I'm waiting to put it on the website with our podcast after the broadcast, which are special editions, basically, of guests that we have on the show that want to speak the truth off the terrestrial radio, you know, and just put it on a podcast. And so, she basically... gave up her dietitian's license because they were trying to tell her what she could and couldn't say. Mm. And I mean, it got litigious. Mm. And so, yeah, so she walked away from all that education so that she could put the truth out, or at least her truth, which I believe is the truth. But it's interesting. And everybody has an opinion, but you have to question when someone has an opinion about nutrition, what's behind it? What's truly behind it? Do they have a really deep, deep understanding of nutrition, or are they bought and paid for by big companies? And a lot of them are. They are. It's just a fact. It's a known fact to anyone that digs even a little deep. And so you have to be careful who you listen to.
Yeah. And I think as a practitioner in this realm, or as a coach or a teacher, whatever you want to consider yourself, the best advice is to always be curious and to always challenge your own thought processes, because it's very easy to fall into that trap.
Oh, yeah.
You have mentors that you look up to that had a very staunch opinion about something in the early part of your career. And because you love and admire those people, that stuff stays with you. But times are changing. Science
right.
changes. Things changes. They may have been wrong about some stuff. And so you have to always stay curious. I think that's the biggest thing I've had to learn. And our egos get in the way of that sometimes. We don't want to have to reverse our stance or say, mm-hmm. you know what, I missed something. Or you know what, we have more data now. And the more we do that, the more our health will improve in this country and around the world.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, you spend a lot of years and a lot of money going to medical school. So I get it. But kudos to Sanjay Gupta for being brave enough to admit when he's wrong, which is how this whole conversation started. Okay, so Laurel.
Yanny.
Laurel. Okay, so tell us, I walked into the cafeteria this morning, and these two were sitting at the table with a laptop and said, "What do you hear, Bernadette? What do you hear?" Well, I heard
Yanny first.
I heard Yanny first like three or four times, and then I heard Laurel, and they were both very clear. In fact, the Yanny wasn't very clear, but Laurel was very clear.
I wonder if Diamond can pull it.
Did you hear it, Diamond?
That video. No, maybe
it's
not.
Just so silly. Now, how did this start? Where did it start?
I heard it on the radio. They were just like, call in and let us know what you hear. And I heard Laurel. People were saying they heard Yanny, and I was like, I don't understand.
But for people listening going, what are they talking about? So where did you heard it on the radio.
Yeah.
It's all over social media
right now.
I think I saw it first on Twitter
like
this
the
morning.
Blue and black dress versus the white and gold one.
Yeah.
You saw different things.
I didn't look at any visuals. I just listened from the back. You know, I was behind the computer.
I'm just waiting for the brain scientist who created it to come out and say, if you heard Laurel, you have a genius IQ.
Yeah, well, yes. I heard both. So I'm legit.
If you listen close enough, you could definitely hear both.
I'm calling BS on it, okay?
I can hear both.
They're doing what both just to jack with us because everybody's talking about it and they're laughing. They're having a big hee-haw somewhere.
You know what? It goes to show the power of social media.
I know,
I mean, I don't
right?
know if that's where this originally started and then some media outlets have picked it up. I'm not sure. But it goes to show the power of how quickly stuff spreads on social media. Just something as simple
is
as
that. It's crazy. Okay, so, you know, I know what I wanted to do. I wanted to tell everyone on Friday we were talking with Dr. Mike Fenster about tuna fish. And so the other night I was at Central Market and I saw it at Central Market. It's called Safe Catch Wild Albacore Tuna. Every single tuna can, every can is mercury tested. Mm. Have you ever seen that?
Well, that's really important for albacore because usually as a nutritionist, I advise against eating a lot of albacore because the bigger the tuna, the more they bioaccumulate the junk, especially the heavy metals. So,
well, Dr. Fenster, you know, I'm from upstate New York. We eat a lot of tuna fish with celery in the summer.
I love
egg salad.
Hey,
I love tuna fish. It's one of the things that it's hard to give up if you're vegan.
And you know what? It's inexpensive. And so as a kid, I grew up eating a lot of that because it's a cheap way to feed your kids some protein.
Yeah, well, and they make a vegan one called Vegatuna, or something like that.
Oh, get out of town.
I'm serious. It's Vegatoona, Vegatuna. And they sell it all over the place, too. It's not bad. It's not. You put pickles and mayonnaise in it, you know, it's got this kind of the same texture.
I don't even want to know what it's made out of.
Yeah, I know. I know you don't. But, but you know, sometimes, like I grabbed something to eat with Vincenza and Aviana last night, and I was going to have a piece of wild salmon, but I just couldn't do it. Sometimes I just can't eat not even a piece of fish. So, but this is the brand, Safe Catch.
I love that. I love that they especially did it for the albacore because, again, the bigger the fish, the more it eats down the food chain and the more the chance that it bioaccumulates all the stuff it's eating, especially heavy metals. So I love that they're, And you know what that does? It educates the buyer that, oh, really? Why are they testing for this? You know, it creates education. So
well,
I like
have
that.
To tell you this too. So I served this the other night to my friend Liz who stops over sometimes, you know, on her way home because it's a long drive. And so I had some prepared for the staff meeting with Sir Kensington mayonnaise, I think it was, a non-GMO. Mm-hmm. And then I put some French Dijon mustard in it.
Yummy.
And I had celery stalk so we could eat it, you know, without getting a lot of carbs, just some good fat and protein. This is the best tuna this is the best tuna I've ever tasted in my life.
Wow.
And Liz said the
Safe
same
catch.
Thing. She said, did you make this? And I'm like, well, I didn't make the tuna, but, you know, yeah, I mixed it up. But, so just to get it at Central Market. Check it out.
Cool.
Exceptional brands. And that's what I like, you know? And so if I am going to eat a piece of tuna, I'm going to make sure that it's a safe catch.
Yes.
There you go.
We won't go down that rabbit hole, but you want to make sure, like any of the other animals or anything else you're eating, that they're treating the environment for which they're fishing in with care and respect.
Well, I'm excited to be talking to Naomi Whittle, because I brought in my bottle of collagen booster. This is from her company, Reservage. Is that how you say it?
Reservage.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I said it right. Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I was practicing because it's got like this fancy French thing on the end or something. But I've used her products for years. And of course, and it's funny because I didn't put two and two together. Last night when I was, you know, going through the book, I had it in my office for weeks. And only then did I put two and two together because when I saw her, her hair was much longer. And I just didn't think, I didn't even put two and two together that it was the same person. But yeah, she had a great green dress on too. I'm going to ask her about
it. Love it.
But
like a good dress.
Well, you know, Glow 15, you're not going to want to miss this because she talks about very scientific stuff that's never been discussed before. A lot of people don't even know what it is, like autophagy. Do you know what that is?
Autophagy.
There you go. Autophagy.
Yes. Last time I was here, I was debating between the pronunciation of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, is that what you were talking about?
Yeah. Autophagy versus autophagy. Depends on what crowd you're running in, but
well, it's
same
where your
difference.
Tissue, where your body, your tissue eats itself, right? Or your.
It's kind of like how our body cleans up the junk. It's just
I have it written down here. I made notes. Where is it? Doggone it.
It's just how we get rid of broken parts. I don't know. That's not a good way to really explain it. But it's our body's way of disposing of stuff that's just like, you know, a tire running with a flat.
Yeah. Yeah, so Vinny, you know, who's in pre-med, so she said, it's your body breaking down its own tissues via the metabolism, and it's a metabolic process, or via the metabolism running, something mm-hmm. like that. But anyway, it's going to be interesting. She talks about a lot of really cool stuff. I'm looking forward to it. The name of her book is Glow 15. She'll be coming up here in just a minute. We're going to go to break. Jill, so great to have you in studio. We're going to be talking with you about the most common nutrient deficiencies. I think I know a couple of them, but I got to hear it from you.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of crossover with what she has to say.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah. All right, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got a great show coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Yeah. Since you've been gone.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray Jill Lane. She is a pro athlete, health, and nutrition coach and founder of Fueling Champions. And our very special guest today is Naomi Whittle. She is a wellness explorer and New York Times bestselling author of the book Glow 15. I'm holding it in my hand. This is an amazing book. I'm so thankful that you wrote this, Naomi. I really am. She is widely recognized as the one to watch in the wellness from within space that was named the nation's leading and was named the nation's leading female innovator in the natural products industry by Prevention Magazine. She is a world traveler and is hailed as a trailblazer and an advocate of purity and potency in nutritional wellness. Her new book, Glow 15, is the first popular book to translate the science of autophagy. I said it. into an accessible, practical program to improve your health, your beauty, and confidence. I've met you before, Naomi. You probably don't remember, but it was at the Expo West, and you had this amazing green dress on.
I do remember. Yes, I do remember. Actually, I just wore that dress, I think, yesterday.
Really?
So, yes. On average, we typically buy about 117 items of clothing a year.
And really?
So I'm always looking to sort of reduce my impact. So I like to wear my clothing for quite a long time.
Yeah, no, I do too. And I try to buy good quality. So when you're in Dallas, you have to check out VOD. It's one of the best boutiques in the country. It's totally your style. So,
but
I've been using your products for years and I didn't put two and two together really until last night. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's her. That's who she, because I didn't recognize on the cover of the book, your hair is much shorter. And I think when I saw you in person, you had it pulled up into a bun. So I just totally didn't recognize you and put two and two together. But I have to tell you, and this is not paid for all you listeners out there. You know, this is legit. I've been using her products for years and people say that I look a lot younger than I really am. And there's something too, because a lot of the stuff that you talk about in your book, I have been doing, but a lot of it I haven't. So I'm so excited to tell our listeners about your book, Glow 15. So can you explain to them what autophagy is and why it's so important?
I sure can. So autophagy is I'm so impressed that you got the word sounded out correctly, because it's a really strange word.
It is. Well,
I actually
said it wrong the second time just a minute ago. So
we had a debate.
Great. So what it means, this word that most of us had never heard about, I heard about it 4 years ago, and I can't wait to share with you a little bit about it. But the word in Greek means auto, self, and phagy, to eat. So literally it means self-eating. And at a biological level, we all have this process within our own bodies. And every single cell has the ability to activate autophagy. So the cell cleans up and recycles and cleanses and removes the toxins, the accumulation of the debris that really slows us down. And in my case, was accelerating my aging. So once I figured out that we could just simply sort of switch on the autophagy in our body, that's when my entire energy, my well-being, my skin, my weight, everything started to really change. And it was just by incorporating simple different ways of exercising, some of the foods that I ate, taking a simple quiz to figure out what type of bird I am and how I sleep. Because once we know what type of bird we are, these are all related to our chronotype. So, for example, I'm a lark. You may be a night owl. But once we figure that out, then we can tap into our circadian rhythm. And our circadian rhythm allows us to activate the autophagy, the youth inside of ourselves while we sleep.
Well, I looked at that little graph, the sleep graph, about what kind of sleep bird are you? I think, is that what you said, sleep bird?
Yes.
I thought that was so cute. But I underlined it, but I'm having trouble putting my fingers on it in the book. But I'm the one that wakes, I like to be up by 7:45. I think it was the second one on the list.
You might be the lark or the super lark.
I think I was the lark. And then I used to be something different. When I was in the restaurant business, I didn't go to bed till 2 or 3 in the morning for years. And, you know, I used to get up like around 10. So, I mean, we go through different periods in our lives, don't we? Like when we have babies and things.
Exactly. And the key for each and every one of us is just being able to with our own biological rhythm at that time of our life. So every single cell inside of our body has a mini clock. And when we get into the right rhythm with those clocks in all of our cells, our body actually functions that much better because the autophagy, which I like to think of autophagy as like almost a little Pac-Man or a Roomba inside of the cell that cleans up the junk. And it loves us to be in our sleep rhythm where it really, really works well for us. So that's why it's such an important thing to know. For example, with me, I always thought I needed 8 hours of sleep. But once I took the quiz, I learned that my rhythm was for 7.5 hours. I needed these 5 90-minute cycles. And so all of a sudden, I got to cut 30 minutes out of my sleep. And I was regenerating and feeling so much better just by doing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, your book is so friendly and it's funny and it's very scientific. I love where you, in chapter one, you talk about your friend Jenny at 38, when a stranger called her ma'am instead of miss. I think every woman out there has had that happen and you just want to die when it does, right?
I know. And I think, you know, the thing about activating the autophagy in our body is it's like a secret weapon that we all have. It's free. All we have to do is get it going and switch it on. And it's so empowering to think that, you know, this incredible process can actually do so much. And it's not just fluff. You know, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was won in 2016 by the Japanese biologist Yoshinori Usami for his work around autophagy. So now we're going to see over the next years more and more research coming out and how it can work with major diseases such as cancer, neurological diseases. There's so much science that will come out of it.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that because when I was looking at it again this morning, your book, Glow 15, I was thinking that, and I mean, you have to be careful what you say, obviously, but I was thinking if you follow this diet or this way of eating, this lifestyle, you really do diminish or lessen your chances of getting major diseases like cancer.
Exactly, because you're helping your body work with itself.
Right.
You're helping your body do what it naturally wants to do. And it's tough because we live in a world that's filled with, you know, so many different chemicals, pollutants, environmental effects. And for me, what really was the impetus was I was turning 40 and I looked at myself and I paid attention to the level of energy that I had and I was traveling so much, working so hard. And I was really experiencing this accelerated aging.
Mm.
And so I wanted to at least, of course, I don't have a problem with aging at the right rate. I just don't want to accelerate it unnecessarily.
Well, yeah. And no one likes aging. I mean, nobody does at the end of the day if they're being truthful, other than the wisdom that you get. I do like that. But, you know, how did wellness become such an important staple in your life?
Well, I was born on what's called a biodynamic farm in Switzerland, and I've suffered my entire life from autoimmune disorders, starting with eczema. And so from a very young age, probably around 4 or 5 years old, I was cognizant of what it was that my parents were doing to help me reduce the inflammation in my body. And I've just continued down that path. And about 20 years ago, I was trying to have my child, and my integrative medical doctor discovered that some of the Chinese herbs that I had used with acupuncture to reduce the eczema, reduce the inflammation in my body, actually were poisonous to my body, and they had heavy metals in them.
Wow.
So I got heavy metal poisoning from nutritional herbs, and that's what got me really on this bandwagon of I have to discover where things come from.
Yeah, well, and you know, I have to give a shout out to my two favorite companies, and this is not a paid for, again, you know, this is not paid for. I use Gaia brand herbs, and I and Thorne Laboratories are my top two picks for those for supplementation. What do you say about that? Are those companies that you could get behind? I'm just curious.
Oh, completely. I love both of those companies.
Okay.
You know what you're doing, and the thing is, it's like so many companies don't have a full supply chain overview. And while most people don't need to think about that, when we go into a nutritional store, we go online, it's a complete crazy jungle of so many products, and it's hard to know what to do. My recommendation is always to stick with just a few companies. Thorne is phenomenal. Gaia is remarkable. I mean, they have their own farms.
Mm-hmm.
They are so committed to transparency. And then you don't have to worry.
Yeah, I take their Turmeric Supreme. I take their Adrenal Health, both the morning and the nightly one, the Nightly Restore. I take their Astragalus to help my immune system.
Good for you.
Yeah, and so these are things that people can go to heal their bodies. Naomi, is there any way you can stay on with us a couple more minutes, another segment?
Sure.
Oh, super, because yeah. There's a lot of things I want to talk about. I've got lots more questions. Everyone, stay tuned. Naomi Whittle will be right back. She is the author of the book Glow 15. You're listening to One Life Radio.
She said, give it away. And that big four-poster king-size bed, so much love was made, just give it away. She said, just give it away.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infant's faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Jill Lane, and Naomi Whittle. What is wrong with me today? I think, Naomi, I'm so excited to have you on the show. I'm completely jacked up. I really am because, you know, none of us want to get old and look all wrinkly. And so I'm so excited I found your book and that you're on the show with us. For people just now joining us, Naomi Whittle is a wellness explorer and a New York Times bestselling author of the book Glow 15. This book is really amazing. Sanjay Gupta wrote the foreword, and I completely agree with what he wrote. This book is amazing, and it talks about stuff that nobody else is talking about. So kudos to you, Naomi. So for people that are just now joining us, can you give them a brief explanation again of what autophagy is?
Absolutely. So autophagy is a process that we all have inside of our bodies. In Greek, auto means self. Phagy means to eat, so it is a mechanism inside each and every single one of our 37 trillion cells that works to clean out the junk that accumulates, the accelerated agers that build up. It's the natural biological cleanse that we can do without ever having to pick up a juice or do any other activity. It's what our body wants to do. It's like the true cellular detox that occurs. And Glow 15 is all about the easy ways that we can incorporate. I have 11 principles in it, and this is a plan. It's a program with these 11 principles that I developed with at least seven world-renowned researchers in the different areas of autophagy. So experts around exercise, food, nutrition, sleeping. I worked with all of the top experts and put together the plan.
Well, and it's not a diet. Glow 15 is not a diet. It's changes that you can implement into your lifestyle, right?
That's right. There's no diet. I don't believe in diets.
I don't
either.
I never
have. I think it's never about depriving ourselves. Anytime we have to push ourselves in a direction where it's all about willpower, I think we're setting ourselves up for major failures. So this is about timing and doing things with our own body.
I couldn't agree more. Okay, so I want to know about this tea seed oil that's in a lot of your recipes. Where do I get it? I already looked on Amazon, but I of course, want to go to the goddess of tea tree oil, which would be, or not tea tree, excuse me, tea seed oil. Where do you get yours? What brand do you use?
So I fell in love with tea seed oil because it comes from the green tea plant. When I was spending a lot of time in Japan and throughout Okinawa, the islands where their largest group of centenarians are, and throughout Asia, so I fell in love with it many, many years ago. But I have always been sourcing it from a brand called, here in the U.S., called Arete, which has an organic tea seed oil. But we got so much interest in it from so many people that I actually sent my team of procurement experts into the Asian market so that we can source our own.
Yeah.
So I would say in the next 3 to 4 months, we'll have some wonderful polyphenol-rich, antioxidant-rich, high smoke point oil that can be used throughout, you know, salad dressings, cooking, all sorts of things. On the skin, it's great.
I love it. And then you're going to put it in a capsule too so we can just ingest it with our collagen booster?
Yes. Well, maybe even wrapping the collagen with it. You know, the good fats are so critically important as well.
Well, so what are some of your top tips for activating autophagy?
Okay. I love my second principle in the book is called fat first and carbs last.
You know what? You're not going to believe this. That is exactly, I'm not touching my book. That is where I have my page open to right now because I think that's so important. And I actually, yesterday when I was talking at the opening of the show about being at the Nordstrom little cafe, and I was going to have salmon, but I couldn't do it. But when I sat to eat, before I ate my salad, I had a bunch of bread, but I put a ton of butter on it. But I was thinking I should have ate the salad first and not the bread first after reading this, right?
Oh, yes. So that's the one that timing really matters.
Okay.
So I'm not saying deprive yourself of any of the macronutrients, but what we do is when you start your day with fat first, and I like to eat a lot of the good fats, right? There's a distinction. I try my hardest to avoid any of the canola oils, the vegetable oils. Those are the kind of things that I don't want any of us eating. And it's tough because they're in
everything.
Most foods, all processed foods, and then most restaurant foods, even if it's a really nice restaurant. So when you go to a restaurant, just tell them you're allergic to those oils and they need to make your food in olive oil. 100% olive oil.
When you ask them to, they'll lie. They just lie. I mean, I've been through it a million times. I'm like the weirdo that comes into the restaurant and asks all the tough questions and then they end up hating me.
But it's your health.
But
right?
it's in everything. My daughter was munching on some organic popcorn that we got. I think it was a 365 brand. She got it with cheddar cheese on it. It had canola oil. I disagree with the fact, and I'm sure you'll concur, that there's no such thing as organic canola oil.
I totally agree. It's the way that it's pressed, and it's the way that our body processes it. I don't know if you know of Dr. Kate Shanahan. She wrote a book called Deep Nutrition. She's an incredible expert in this area, and she has said to me that she considers these vegetable oils to be more dangerous even than smoking.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're really, really negatively impacting our health in so many ways. But the good fats, on the other hand, like the avocado, macadamia, olive, tea seed oil, all of these kinds of fats, coconut, are so beneficial to our health. And if we can start with fat first, and then I like to say fat most because I love it. Mm-hmm. I love making it my major, major macronutrient. And then carbs last.
Yeah, I love butter. I probably eat a half a pound of butter a week. I kid you not. Like when I was eating just a little piece of bread, I had to have her go back and get me more butter. So I had a little bread with my butter, you know. But I do think it's important, and it's funny that the book was open to that page. So what are some of your why did you name the book or call the book Glow 15?
So what happened was once I learned about autophagy and that I could cleanse my cells and do it in this natural way because of my high inflammation in my body. I got so excited. I did the whole program. You know, I worked with the scientists and I did it on myself. And then my friends and family got excited because of the results. And we, you know, they all became my guinea pigs. And then I thought, how cool would it be to do a clinical study? I want to really see where I can go with this.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dr. Heather Hausenblass at Jacksonville University decided to put together an 8-week clinical study on the program. And about 2 weeks into the study, I got a call and I was told that every single one of the participants had achieved benefits.
Wow.
So one woman had lost 7 pounds. Another one had reduced fine lines and wrinkles, improved the BMI, gotten off of medications. I mean, it was really tremendous. So that's why we called it Glow, because obviously it's the glow that comes from the inside, and 15 because we could see results in those 15 days.
Oh, wow. That's great. Well, you know, it's been great having you on the show. I think everybody needs to get glowing. That's what I think. So it was really great to have you on again. Thank you so much. The name of Naomi Whittle's book is Glow 15, See Results in Just 15 Days. And I hope you'll jump on again with us sometime. It was great having you on the air.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I loved having you on the air. Thank you so much, Naomi. All right, everyone. We've got a great show continuing on with Jill Lane. Going to be talking about the most common nutrient deficiencies. Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
I got one less problem without you.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
In my hair, my clothes thrown everywhere. Woke up in my rocking chair.
This is funny, Diamond. It's our party playlist, and we didn't really mention it today, but there are country breakup songs.
Luke Bryan. Not just country, it's all types.
Oh, all types, okay. I think my favorite breakup song is Cry, Cry, Cry by Highway 101.
I don't even know what that is.
She made me listen to it on the way to Austin.
It's from the 90s. It's from the early 90s. They were a big band. But somebody thought I was her one night at a Snuffers many years ago. Thought that I'm like, no, I'm not. She's like, you look just like her. And I'm like, I really didn't. But I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I looked her up. I don't see there is a mom.
I know. I think they were just hammered or something.
Happens.
Oh my gosh. But welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. I've got Jill Lane in studio with me. She is a pro athlete health and nutrition coach and founder of Fueling Champions, which is a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find Jill Lane at Team Fueling Champions on Instagram. That's Team Fueling Champions. And then your website is fuelingchampions.org. Today we're talking about the most common nutrient deficiencies. So, you know, we have access to so much in this country, Jill. It's hard to believe that we even have any deficiencies in nutrients. So why do you think that we do?
I think it's just really from an increased physiological demand. I think one of the biggest drivers are drug-induced nutrient depletions. We have so many people on pharmaceuticals in this country that don't even know, and their physicians either don't know or don't address it, the fact that just being on this chemical depletes your body of certain nutrients because of the pathways that it uses. And so, you know, like there's a great book. I have it with me today, Drug-Induced Nutrient Depletions. I have this little cheat sheet. Like just being on antibiotics depletes B1, B2, B6, B12, potassium, calcium, folate, inositol, biotin, magnesium, iron.
Oh my gosh.
And that's just an antibiotic. So imagine if you're on 2, 3, 4 medications. An antibiotic doses usually last just a few days or a few weeks. But imagine you're on an antidiabetic medication, which has depletes folic acid, B12, coenzyme Q10.
Wow.
And a couple onto that, some of this really startling statistics about what we eat in this country, and that people are, you know, this is a quote from when I was here last, and it's from 2017 from the Centers of Disease Control, and this showed that just 12% of Americans, which really blows my mind, 12% of Americans eat the minimum daily fruit recommendation, and only 9% consume the minimum daily vegetable recommendation. So
wow.
We're not eating enough of the stuff.
I don't eat enough fruit. I admit it.
And we're doing stuff that depletes us. So medications, alcohol, and then, you know, Naomi mentioned just our environment. I think that would be the next thing. Stuff that's causing us to utilize our resources in order for our body to deal with toxins and the like. So it's really like this threefold approach. We're not taking enough in, and then we have stuff that's coming into our body that's, you know, it's like having a pail. If you carried all of your nutrition around in a pail, we're not filling up the pail quick enough, and the pail has a bunch of holes in the bottom. So
well,
we just can't keep it full.
I have to say, you know, I've been doing this for a while. This is one of the most important segments I think that we have ever done on One Life Radio. Because we've talked about this, you know, we've touched on it here and there, but, you know, I've never really thought about it at length like that. What you just said, I've never had anyone on the show that listed what just taking a dose of antibiotics would depletes the rest of your body of. That in itself is an incredibly huge problem in this country.
Well, it is. I mean, this
is. Let me see that. That's crazy.
I put a link up on my Facebook page, which is something I came across from the USDA, and this. I really am having a hard time wrapping my brain around these statistics. This is a couple of years old, this data. It's from 2016. But it's the percent of the population with adequate intakes based on the average requirement. So we all know, we've talked about on the show, that the RDA is really just like the basement amount of nutrient you should be getting in. It's really what just prevents you from having nutrient deficiency diseases like scurvy. I mean, no
right.
one wants to be skating the line on just being, you know, from having like pellagra or scurvy, some of the
what's pellagra?
Pellagra is from having not enough B vitamins, and so it can affect your skin. But like, you know, we think that if you're nutrient deficient, you're going to have one of these crazy diseases like we used to hear of the people crossing the ocean a long time ago and they got scurvy. The pirates
yeah.
got scurvy.
Right, right.
You know, but really in today's age, how this manifests is the stuff that we talk about all the time. Fatigue, anxiety, insomnia, restless leg syndrome, agitation, mood disorder, skin problems. These are all signs and symptoms potentially of having a nutrient deficiency. And listen to this, of this list from the USDA.
You're blowing my mind. You really are.
So magnesium, you love magnesium. We talk about it a lot on the show.
I
only
love magnesium.
43% of the U.S. is getting the RDA of magnesium every
wow.
day. That's
wow.
less than half. Folate, 59%. B6, 73%, higher than I would have thought with that. Zinc, vitamin A. We were talking about butter. Butter is an amazing source of the fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, E, K. People have been thought they shouldn't be eating butter for the longest time.
Right.
It's bad for your heart,
right.
in air quotes. Vitamin A. Only 37% of Texans and 46% of the U.S. is getting enough. And it's critical for immune health and eye health. And, you know, so it's we think we have access to so much in this country.
Right.
That is a true statement. But we are deficient. And we can tell that just by looking around at the rates of disease.
Well, you know, magnesium, it's one of my favorite minerals. It really is. They call it the miracle mineral. And I used to kind of be in the magnesium business, if you will, with flotation therapy, sensory deprivation, where your body is soaking in 1,200 pounds of Epsom salt.
Mm.
But here's the thing, you know. Magnesium, and I'll let you, of course, you're the expert here. I'm kind of an expert about magnesium,
you know,
in the sense that,
for sure.
Well, yeah, because it is responsible for 325. Think about that, 325 enzymatic functions in the human body, and if you're deficient in it, everything in your body is going to be tight.
Listen to this. This is from the Journal of American Osteopathic. This is March 2018. The role of magnesium in vitamin D activation and function.
Oh my
so
gosh.
We talk so much about vitamin D, and it's probably the primary deficiency I see in my office. But magnesium would be a close second. We saw the data that showed, you know, more than 50% of people are deficient. And now some data is coming out showing that you need magnesium to help your vitamin D do its thing.
I didn't know that. I did not know that. And you know what? So that makes sense because, you know, they were doing studies actually at a laboratory in Oklahoma about flotation. Sensory deprivation, and they discovered with fibromyalgia, for example, that after just 9 floats,
yeah.
the symptoms of fibromyalgia were gone. Well, that's probably because of the magnesium, and then your body being able to utilize the vitamin D along with all the other enzymatic functions that are so critical in the human body.
Yeah, what people don't understand when we think of vitamins, we just think of the bottles we see on the shelves, but really the role that vitamins and minerals have in our body is they are the key that starts the engine for these enzymes that then are what help our body change like thing A into thing B into thing C. That makes us walk and talk and think and do everything that we do. And so they are the gasoline to the enzymes that run all of the reactions in our body. That's what vitamins do. When you do a lot of organic acid testing and nutrient testing, you can see down to these levels of the intricacies. It's not just the stuff we buy on the shelves for aging. We love all of that, but all of that, to your last guest point, Naomi's point, is that it all starts in the cell with these they're just amazingly beautiful reactions, like the autophagy. And then it comes to the inside out. It's true. And so again, back to skin, it's like, how would I know? I don't feel like I have a deficiency, but we all have issues with energy and focus, and our kids and adults, quite frankly, have tons of issues with attention and mood and anxiety and agitation and not being able to just relax and manage stress well. And it could simply be, and everything should start with looking at, are you getting enough of that into your diet?
Right.
And do we need to supplement? Because sometimes we can't eat enough of the food back in to correct for the deficiency, especially with vitamin D when it's so low. It can be really hard to correct for that just with food.
Right. Gosh, this is it. I'm just I feel so good about what we're talking about. This is the kind of stuff that I just love talking about on the air, as we discover, you know, the connections between, you know, all these different areas of our life that really, you know, are dependent
right
on the other. And discovery, that's what it's all about for all of us as we, you know, dig deeper into nutrition and the power of nutrition, which, you know, I had a discovery, and I opened the show talking about it yesterday. And it's funny because Naomi was talking about, you know, how bad all these vegetable oils, corn oil, canola oil are. And, you know, my daughter has an eating disorder. So they were giving her, when she didn't want to eat, they were giving her a product called Boost. Okay, I read the ingredients on it and my hair almost stood up on end. And I guess someone said to my daughter that you should not listen to what your mother tells you about nutrition. Well, you know how that went over, Jill, with me, you know, like a turd in a swimming pool, you know. And so I was so beside myself, I could hardly sleep. The Boost, okay, is full of sugar and corn oil. I've got it right here because I have it from yesterday because I was on a rampage. But it starts off with water, corn syrup, milk protein concentrate, sugar, vegetable oil, and then parentheses, canola, is that how you pronounce it?
Oleic?
Oleic, there you go. Oleic sunflower and corn oil, soy protein isolate, just all the stuff. And, of course, it's synthetic vitamins. You know that they're not real raw vitamins. It's all synthetic. And, you know, if someone is that frail and sick, the last thing they need is, in my opinion, a cheap drink like this. They need at least a high quality one. And I understand all the psychology behind eating disorders and how they're just trying to get a meal down.
Right.
But it's critical that it has to be a good quality drink.
Listen, you've had many people on the show, JJ Virgin and a lot of others, who talk about their experience with having a family member in an acute care situation.
Oh, absolutely.
Who've literally snuck food in because they don't want their family members to consume foods like that.
Right.
And so, you know, you can play both sides of the fence. When someone's in acute need and they need to get nutrition, hydration, whatever it is in, you know, you may utilize something like that just very acutely for a couple of days or two, but you really want to go back to the source of just getting stuff in its, you know, I don't really like to use the word natural because what does that even really mean?
It doesn't even mean anything anymore.
Could we use bone broth and vegetable juice and stuff like that? And just because in the medical world, that's not something they just can rip out of the refrigerator, unfortunately, at the hospital. That's not what they're used to, but something like that. You know, there's
better alternatives.
Sure, there is.
And if you're an eating disorder, you're treating someone for eating disorders, they need every piece of every tool in their toolbox to get their body and their mind back up to speed and healed. And I wish I had another hour to talk about this. But I retold that JJ Virgin story to my daughter about how critical it is to take care of yourself so that you can, you know, be strong. You got to be strong.
Yeah. You know what? It's baby steps. And we all every day can just start today by eating more vegetables to get in some of these nutrients we need and be looking for things that look like they came from nature. Just start there.
Well, we're going to talk more about this next time you're on. Thank you so much. Jill Lane, you can find her at Team Fueling Champions on Instagram. Everyone, you know what? A big quick shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior, the H Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the ISSN. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. So get glowing.